What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday to everybody out there listening. I hope that you are enjoying as we ease into the weekend. I hope to see some of you tomorrow at Twins Fest. That should be a lot of fun. Happy birthday to Vanita Sakkar, and also happy birthday to one Jason DeRussia. Jason just offered me a cupcake as he was exiting the building. I told him thanks, but no thanks, for two reasons. Number one, I'm not the biggest fan of cupcakes. Shocker, because I do love sweets. But also, I just haven't done a great job this week eating-wise. So I kind of felt a little bit guilty, and I'm like,
I would have taken it.
You took one already.
But I would have taken yours. Well, you can't tell somebody no when they're offering something.
In your best interest of your figure, I was not going to do that. I appreciate you. I want to look out for you. I want you to live a long, healthy life. And so for you to have...
But I'd be happy with
two
with
cupcakes.
Yes, nah. I'd be happy with two cupcakes.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
All right. Tonight I want to start with, I think, what we as consumers are saying to retailers. I think that we as consumers are saying to retailers, having less is more when we talk about options where we shop, where we spend our dollars, okay? Is having less retailers more in the opinion of retail customers? And I say that because in 2024, according to the Retail Advisory Group's data, CoreSite Research, in their analysis, major retailers, including Party City, because remember they were in the news the last month or so, and Macy's, amongst all of the retailers out there, there were over 7,000 stores that were closed. 7,325 to be exact, okay? In terms of major retailers. That's the sharpest jump since retailers in the U.S. shuttered almost 10,000 stores in 2020. That's the year in which the COVID pandemic began. So let me repeat that. 2020, COVID happens, the pandemic starts, 10,000 stores shut down. In 2024, this past year, a little bit over 7,000 stores shut down with regards to major retailers. My assessment of it is this, and this is where I'd love to get your reaction, 651-461-9226. I believe that what we are saying, and when I say we, I'm not talking about everybody individually. I'm generalizing here. I think you guys get that. Having less options is something that we want. Now, I know me personally, that's not what I want. I want more options, right? I want more options out there. I want more options with grocery stores. I want more options with clothing. I just want I love the diversity in being able to go to different places and shop, right? That's why I still to this day will enjoy going to the Mall of America. But I think that across the board in this country, I don't think that that is the sentiment by the majority of us. Because what we're seeing here lately is that most Americans, I believe, they like the convenience of being at home and going on the internet or going on an app and shopping. That's what I believe has taken over. When we talk about the five retailers that have announced the most closures this year, Party City, Big Lots, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, We haven't had a 7-Eleven in Minnesota in a long time, right? And Macy's, respectively. So is it as simple as that? Am I correct? Is that how you guys feel? Because the people that are getting bigger are Amazon, Costco, and Walmart. Those are the brands that have gotten bigger. Shoppers are seeking value. They're seeking convenience. And I just think that the smaller chains, and it's not just me thinking this, the numbers are bearing it out from CoreSite's data. The specialty retailers are struggling to keep their doors open. That's why I will always preach this. Always, in my opinion, when I talk about going and wanting to, with first choices of getting clothing, I always want to go local. I always want to go to the local stores, people that I know, people that I can walk into. I can talk to the owner. I can talk to the people that are opening up their doors. And I want to spend local and invest in the local economy. I'm not sitting here saying that I never go to Nordstrom, because I do. I'm not saying that I never, ever will go to Walmart, because I do. I typically will go to Target because of the, you know, the Minnesota connection, all that. But I guess my point is, how do you guys see this? And do you appreciate the diversity in the places that you're able to go and spend your dollars? Because it's your hard-earned money. Or do a lot of you love the convenience of, I'm doing Amazon. I'm just going to go ahead and do some of the basic places that everybody enjoys. I do think that the comfort of having stuff sent to your home, look, I appreciate that. I've only been an Amazon Prime member for, what, about a year? Maybe a year? A little bit less than a year? But it's not – actually, it's been less than a year. But it's not something that I probably, of all the people that have Amazon Prime, I utilize it the least.
I see people in our neighborhood that constantly have things delivered. And I mean, I'm talking like Amazon 4 or 5 times a week. I'm talking about DoorDash, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. And I think it's a little of column A and a little column B.
Okay.
Obviously, I think the online shopping and the way that people have gotten comfortable, you know what, if I want something, I know I can find it on Amazon. I can find it on, because we don't even say, I'm going to look online. We say, I'm going to look on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people aren't, hey, I'm going to search this up. I'm going to Google it. You know, those businesses have now become a verb, which I think is just kind of astounding in its own right. But I do think that when we got to the pandemic, people have just, you get to the point where it's like, I want to do this as fast as I can. And if there's a place that I can go that is going to meet all of my needs, I don't want to go from this place to this place to this place, and I might not find what I want, and then I'm going to end up paying more. So I think it's the convenience of online, but then I think people have just gotten to the point where, I don't want to say the joy of shopping has been sucked out, but I feel like people look at it more of a chore.
651-461-9226. I'd love your perspective on this. And there's a texter. I can get to the text here in a second, but on the other side of a break, the texter just called me that's a specialty retailer. Call in. I'd love to get your perspective on this on the air so people can hear, because you are a retailer. Because when I look at this, the interesting thing about it, and there's one text I want to read before we go to a break and come back I know Nick and Roseville wants to chime in. And I want to hear from other people, too. Couple texts here that I'll read. Number one, this is from the 763. I love shopping from my couch. I think that there are a lot of people that love that. I will do that, but that is the default. I don't. That's not my first option. My first option, just call me old school, is going to a store, trying stuff on, and buying it after viewing it. Because sometimes you'll see stuff online or whatever, and it ain't the same when it reaches you.
But I think people would rather, though, buy it, and if it doesn't work, you return it, because the returns, they make everything, it becomes so easy, and people like easy.
The other part of this, too, and this is an interesting one from the 612, parking lots are always full at every mall I drive by. People are still going out to buy and always will. Well, I will say this to that texter, because they do bring up a point about malls and them being filled up. It depends on what mall you go to. Because you know what mall has struggled forever and they're trying to figure it out? Go to Burnsville Mall. It ain't happening. And with that, there's another layer to the mall thing. I think that the popularity of malls is a Minnesota thing in the way that Minnesota and malls, there's a love affair there just because of the history of malls in Minnesota. I think there's a uniqueness to that. And you talk about malls and them expanding and them being a thing in the country. I think it's a little bit different here in Minnesota, where we're going to always be a little bit more supportive than maybe some of these other states. 651-461-9226. We'll get to that coming up next here on The Lake Show.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Friday. 651-461-9226. We're talking about what I perceive as us in this country. In general, we have gotten out of the, we want to go to so many different places and have options with regards to major retailers. So many retailers are going out of business. I think that we, as Americans, have enjoy it being condensed down to, I got Amazon. I can hop right here online. I can go to these particular places. I can do this on an app. And for me, I am, and I just believe that I'm always going to be this way. I'm not saying that I'll never change, because you don't know how technology is going to get and you don't know how the world's going to look in the next 10 years, 20 years, whatever, if I'm knock on wood blessed to be here. But Amazon is crushing. Costco, I go to Costco multiple times a week. I'm not necessarily a big Walmart shopper. I go to Target multiple times a week. But those people are doing well. Party City, Big Lots, Walgreens, 7-Eleven. And by the way, somebody texted in about, because I said, you know, when's the last time you've been to a 7-Eleven? I don't think the 7-Eleven, you know, is here. Somebody said, hey, Henry, 7-Eleven bought Speedway in 2021. Love the show, and you're 100% correct. I'll say this, because I didn't know that about 7-Eleven buying bought Speedway. It ain't the same.
No,
In the day when we had 7-Eleven, like Speedway, thank you, the Slurpee, yes,
the Slurpee, yes,
that's old school. That's what I think of when I think about the good old days.
Yeah, and I think too, we've condensed our shopping. Like we used to be able to go, yeah, we'll go here and here. I think now everybody's just gotten comfortable. I've got Amazon, and I've got the two or three places that I go: my Walmart, my Target, my Costco, my Sam's, my Hy-Vee, my Cub, whatever, and it's like that, and it's like I'm good with my little universe of retail.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Let's start with Nick in Roseville. He wants to chime in. What's up, Nick?
Well, hello, Henry and Chris. So I play, not to toot my own horn, but I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, you like to you play piano at Menards.
Yep, I play piano at Menards. And I've gotten a lot of audience just listening to me, but also buying stuff. And I've asked them, I've said, what do you like about coming in person versus online? And they've said, because Jason DeRusher was talking about this very same thing today.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. They said something like, well, one, we get to hear cool people like you.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And two, online is not always the same, or something like that.
That's one of the things that I just pointed out in the opening segment. Like, there's something to, like, I like to go and look and feel and all of that stuff in terms, and to actually like have stuff right in front of me. A lot of times, you will purchase something online and it ain't what you thought you were purchasing when it gets to you. And then you got to go through the process of having to take it back and all this other stuff. I remember I was in Kansas City with a colleague, a former coworker, and she was like, hey, can you run with me? I got to go take something back that I purchased on Amazon. And I was like, take it back? What do you mean take it back? And she says, oh, I can go drop it off at Kohl's. And I was like, oh, and that was the thing. I didn't know that. That was like maybe like 5 years ago when she told me about that. But anyway, bottom line is, yeah, it's different. It's a different time.
It's a different world. And I'm scared, but I'm not scared. I'm scared because, of course, you know, I'm afraid I'll lose the gig at Menards. But I will say Amazon is nice. But at the same time, I think people need to interact with people still.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Nick in Roseville, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry.
How you doing, man?
Taking my call. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. And by the way, before you go in on this topic, just want to say your last phone call from a couple days ago, people were very, very moved. A lot of people on the text line were weighing in. Thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yep. So what you got for us?
Anyway, I don't know if you know anything about Sauk Rapids. We are right across the river from St. Cloud.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of big box stores, lots of, you know, we got a couple of malls in St. Cloud and, you know, pretty much everything like that. But I still absolutely appreciate and admire the people that run these places. We still have a Hardware Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Sauk Rapids.
Hey now,
I can walk in there.
Miss those? I said, hey now, miss those commercials.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try not to name them.
No. I'm not admonishing you. No, I'm saying I truly miss those commercials. Seeing those commercials.
Oh, you miss those commercials?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I can walk in and say I want five of this, six of that, eight of that. I don't have to go to a big store and buy a box of 50 that I don't need.
Yep.
Corbin's Grocery is still here. The people that, actually Dan and Mabel, the people that started the grocery store, graduated from high school with my parents. Now they've grown. They're in a number of towns in central Minnesota, but they're not like your super big store. This is still like your local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We got Monet's Meats. I drive a few miles west. I go to St. Joe Meat Market. I've got all of these things, which I religiously support.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely shun things like Amazon, online. I don't want to call into Walmart and have a, you know, do the online thing and do the drive up and they bring it to my truck. I just don't want to do that. I truly enjoy going to all of these different stores and businesses. They know you. They say hi to you.
Yep.
And you can't beat that.
Yep. No, I'm totally.
You just absolutely.
I'm totally with you, man.
You just can't be that. And if you make a mistake, it's not even a defective product. Maybe I just bought something that I screwed up on. I walk right back in with my receipt, say, oops, here, I got the wrong one, and they swap it out.
Yep.
It's that kind of personal service.
Personal service and connection that you have.
Yes, the socialist connection, and I think that's really what keeps this country together. I really think it is.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Look, I'll say this. I'm always, and I'll say this till I'm blue in the face, I'm always going to, number one, try to do something local, okay? If I don't like what is being offered locally, then I will pivot to the major chains. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't buy Lululemon because I do. But if I can find it at a local store as opposed to going to the actual store fronts, then I would try to do that. Typically, that's not the case. Now, this is the reason why I bring it up, because there's certain situations where there's stores, but there's privately owned stores that will sell the merchandise For a while, at least, they have an alignment or they have a contract in place. And as brands blow up, then eventually you have to go to that actual store. I'll give you a perfect example. During the pandemic, I came across Vuori, okay? It's kind of like Lululemon. But at that time, there wasn't a Vuori store, okay? You could go get Vuori from Jackson Gray, which is local. Okay. You could go get Vuori from Trailmark in the Galleria, local guys. I know the guys, the Santier brothers. But now there's a Vuori store in the Mall of America that people are going to. But my point is that if I'm going to, number one, want to get Vuori, I will go to the local places here first. Mm-hmm. If they don't have what I need, then I will pivot. This is something about generating and you know, helping out the local economy that I want to do first. And I'll say this. There's something to be said, and Jeff touched on it, with the connection that we have with certain things and certain brands. I'll give you a perfect example. Not to say that I spent tons of money there in my lifetime. I spent a few dollars at these hardware wear stores. But Fratelloni's, knowing that means something, right?
Yes.
The commercials for the Warner Stallion appliances, that means something. And, boy, I can't remember which one, but one of the women that does the commercials or had been doing the commercials, I had, like, the massive crush on her. Every time she comes on a television, I think it was, like, Carla. That might have been her name. I was like, oh, man, she's attractive. But you just said, you know, those are, like, Minnesota brands to me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you're talking about I'll go local, and if I can't find it at the original store or someplace smaller, then I'll look. And I think the mindset for a lot of people has flipped. I feel like you're in the minority when you're looking at going to a place to see if you can find it and then going where there's might be more selection. And I agree, like, you know, when Jeff was talking about the connection that he's got with people in Sauk Rapids, I remember growing up in a small town, and there's just, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen in the big city, because I'm, you know, as you've got your, you know, you've got your specific, you know, specialty retailers, but I know in a small town where that's their lifeblood, you have no,
yes,
you have no choice but to forge a relationship with people in your community and your consumers. And I feel like unless you're a smaller specialty store, a mom and pop, you know, single, you know, standalone business, I feel like the incentive for that, because I don't get good customer service when I go to Walmart or I go to a lot of, I don't, like, I'm an inconvenience to them when I'm in their location, but I still keep going because I can, it's quick and it's easy. And I think that's just ultimately what people are choosing more so than trying to look for your specific one-offs.
Let me get to a few of these texts before we close out this topic, because I think there's some good ones that have rolled in. This in the 612, one of my sisters has MS, the other has lupus. They are elderly. They are able to stay in their homes because they can have the things they need delivered. That's a unique situation. Like we know that if you have health issues and stuff like that, that's always the thing. I'm not working on the premise that everybody is 100% healthy and they should not be utilizing that option. This from the 763, unlike Jeff in Sauk Rapids, I prefer not to deal with people when shopping. I work with public and work with the public and have enough interaction and sometimes more than enough while at work. This one from the 651, Southdale seems to be struggling big time. I haven't shopped in Southdale in a while. The Kowalskis seems to have helped. And I'll say this right now. The Kowalskis in Southdale, if you haven't been, go. I have been to that Kowalski's in Southdale twice already this week. They go on to say maybe their new luxury wing, Polo Ralph Lauren, Lululemon, Gucci, Burberry will help too. This one, the 320, having worked in retail for a number of years, I'd rather shop online. I like this one from the 612. Just think about it. It's kind of like in the old days when you had the JCPenney's or the Sears catalog and you ordered everything out of the catalog if you weren't near town.
Yep.
And that's interesting.
And then it'd take you 4 to 6 weeks for it to get there.
This one from the 612, it's not a 7-Eleven if there aren't free Slurpees on July the 11th. Let's take one more phone call here. This from Tim in Minneapolis. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Hey, I think you're missing the mark on a slight note. That is that you don't have to be in Sauk Rapids to experience the intimacy of purchasing something. There are some wonderful neighborhoods here in Minneapolis.
That's what I said.
Including Southwest Minneapolis, Linden Hills, Northeast. I mean, where you can really take advantage of the neighborhood and build the neighborhood and create a great experience for the neighborhood.
Yeah, nobody.
In your local stores, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a hardware store, a grocery store.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, we have some great things here as well to offer in the major city.
Tim, that's exactly the point that I made for the last 30 minutes. You're preaching to the choir. Like when I mentioned Combine and some of these other places on Lake Street, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call from Tim. Go ahead.
No, you finish up. Great day.
Yep. Thanks for the phone call. I mean, he's preaching to the choir. That's exactly the entire point that I'm trying to make.
You don't have to be in a small town to have that intimate feeling and that connection with somebody in your neighborhood.
Yeah, this is not about where you live. So, Jeff in Sauk Rapids said that because he lives in Sauk Rapids. I'm saying the same thing, and I live in Minneapolis. Like, I'm going to go to Cup of Java to get coffee before I go to Starbucks. That's just the reality of it. I'm going to go to Combine Minneapolis to get clothing before I go to Nordstrom. I'm going to go to Hymie's Haberdashery in St. Paul before I go to Macy's. That's just – so me and Tim, we are on the same team. All right, coming up next, after weather, the social experiment that I'm waiting for. The people that said they voted for cheaper gas and groceries who got duped, will they acknowledge that? I'll explain next on The Lake Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the social experiment that I'm waiting for, we will see and hear from the people over the next months, year, that said that they were voting for cheaper gas and groceries, people talking about eggs and stuff like that, and whether there is some voters' remorse with regards to the topic of the economy, inflation, and prices for stuff. Because I know that a lot of people said Donald Trump says the price on stuff is going to go down. That's where I'm casting my vote. And we will see how things play out in that way. Okay? We'll give it a little bit of time. But I think that there's already some indications that that's not going to be the case. Quite frankly, after the election, before inauguration, Donald Trump said as much in a few interviews. He acknowledged that, you know, prices on, it's not, that's just not going to happen. So I never thought that was going to happen. So I don't feel duped. I do think that there are a lot of people, they may not admit it. They might not raise their hand and accept it. But I think that there are people out there that will, they don't have to admit it publicly, but I think that they will say, you know, why did I fall for the okie doke? Why did I fall for the lie? Why did I fall for the gimmick? And I guess my question would be, why did you fall for the okie doke or the gimmick? Hawaiian Senator Brian Schatz spoke after the politician that got together a couple weeks ago and basically said as much. And look, he's a Democrat, and of course he's not going to have a lot of super positive things to say about the Trump administration. I get that. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a take on it. But take a listen to what he has to say on this topic, because I think it's going to be interesting to see how all of this kind of plays out in the short term.
I guess it wasn't about the price of eggs after all. You know, anyone who's been involved in planning a wedding understands that seating arrangements are important. They are significant. They are embedded with meaning. And where you put people on the inaugural stage is a strict definition of where you think they rank. And so it wasn't a trivial thing that the wealthiest people to ever walk this planet, who control our communications platforms, were seated in front of the cabinet itself, which, by the way, has a few billionaires and 100 millionaires, but not as wealthy as the people in front, with proximity to power. And that's the point we have to underscore today, which is it was never about reducing the price you pay at the pump. It was never about reducing the price you pay for your mortgage or your rent or your insurance or your grocery bills. It was always about cutting Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, Social Security, public education, in order to pay for the largest tax cut in human history. That's what this is. They are ripping you off.
This is the point that I want to make. And we can take reaction at 651-461-9226. Because we can all sit here and we can talk about we voted and I voted for this and I voted for that. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg being front and center at the inauguration should terrify all Americans. Front and center. Because that is who is cared about. Not me, not the average American, not the low-income Americans, not the middle-class Americans, the wealthy, the elites. Those are the people that will benefit from the current administration. Now, I know that some people out there don't want to hear that. They won't want to accept that. But that is the reality. That is the truth. And that is something that I'm a little bit taken aback that people didn't see that coming. I'll give you a perfect example. When I was in Kansas City, and it was 2016, doing a show, my co-host was on the opposing side politically in terms of who we were going to vote for, okay? And he voted for Donald, who won. My co-host, unbelievable guy, good human being, thought that he was going to make more money. He thought that he was going to champion the working class individual. And we debated back and forth about who was going to benefit after the election in 2016. Well, fast forward to 2020, he did not vote for him again because he had that voter's remorse. He felt duped. And he said, my life in no way was better off. And this is the thing. We sit here and we talk about eggs and we talk about gas and the prices of those things are not going to come down. I believe that they'll stay where they're at, if not go up. When there's an executive order and there is an order that says that whole thing about prescription drugs, that we're going to try to wipe that away and prescription drugs is going to go up. Who wins there? Who asked for higher prices with prescription drugs? I didn't vote for higher prices with prescription drugs. That's not what I wanted from anyone, regardless of who the candidate is, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Who's asking for that? Because we can sit here and we can talk about, well, I think my eggs are going to go down. You know what's interesting? I'll just use that as an example. If your eggs go down, but your insulin goes up, how do we feel about that?
Yeah, there are some that are so embedded in it that anytime you bring up the topic, they get angry.
And that's fine.
They get defensive.
We're having conversation.
Because...
And those people are free to call in.
Yeah, there's a hard reality to learn about not fulfilling these promises and things going the opposite way. Because when you campaign on something and then after, you know, before the inauguration and after the election, you're like, well, I really can't do anything about it. You're basically admitting that What you said you were going to do, you're not going to be able to do. So you're reneging on that. People trust you. Like, these people are putting their trust in you. And there are some that are so blinded by this loyalty that you cannot have this conversation because it's always, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. This is right. It's the old adage. Don't believe what you see. Believe what you're told. We need to believe what we see. What do you see with your eyes? Even if you're being told something else, if somebody's telling you something, but you're seeing something different, believe your eyes. Don't believe what somebody is telling you. And I think that's ultimately a big problem, that people are just so eager to fall into that trap.
I'm going to say this. There was an article yesterday that came out, and it was a topic on NBC Today. And you guys can call in or you can chime in, 651-461-9226, about why are the cost of eggs and gas going up again. This is what I'll say about that. I'm not going to jump to that right now. And this is the reason why I'm not going to jump to that right now. He just went back into office. So I'm not going to be all over Donald Trump about egg prices going up or gas prices going up. Because, like, sample size, give it time. I'm not going to go there yet. We'll see how things play out, but eventually that's something that has to be addressed. 651-461-9226, final segment of the opening hour of the Lake Show next. All right, thanks for listening. News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me get to a quick text from Chuck P. Chuck P. in Big Lake. It's been 3 bleeping days. Give me a break. The man's done more in 3 days than the show. I'm turning you off here. There's no benefit to listening to you today. Why today? Good luck in life and whatever you do with it. Thank you, Chuck from Big Lake. Thank you, Chuck, for listening. Thank you for wishing me the best. I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate it.
He has done a lot in 3 days.
He's done a lot.
I will say that. He's done a lot.
My life is amazing 3 days into this.
Something I was thinking about.
He was going to end the war on day one.
Yeah. See, I think that's a lot of the false bravado that we hear about, all of these instantaneous solutions. Mm-hmm. This is going to be better on day one. This is going to be better on day one.
Don't work like that.
Well, if you're going to put that bluster out in the universe, then you have to come back and say, well, if this is what you said, did you not mean it? Like, when you said this on the campaign trail, if you're really good, if you are really serious about doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'll to be fair to Donald Trump, though, when he says stuff like that, I don't think that I don't think it's real anyway. But
no, a lot of us know it's not real.
No, but also like I don't think that he's actually insinuating that that it's literal. like when he says stuff like that, I don't think that he literally says day one.
But I will say this.
I have to say that
there are people out there that will look at it, and it's like whatever he says is what their belief is. Instead of being able to take this information and use some critical thinking.
Well, hold on. I blame those people for being irrational idiots. No, I'm dead serious. And I know people will be like, well, hold on, you're calling people. Yes, because you must be rational in your decision making in life. There's a difference between expectations and realistic expectations. And I think that a lot of people
don't know the difference.
They don't know the difference between what to expect with regards to being realistic.
And this is what makes me sad about this whole thing, is because if you hear something and you take a step back and logically you put it together and you're like, all of this stuff is so fragmented, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how can these, you know, these thoughts and these concepts, how can it all come together? And you can't look at that and say, well, it doesn't add up. I'm not saying that you don't want to believe it,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of things out there that people want to believe. But when you're unable to look at it for yourself, mm-hmm. and you're just blindly, whatever this individual says, I'm going to believe it at face value, and this person can do no wrong.
Yep.
I think that's where the problem lies, sure. because then you're trying to apply, you know, rational thinking to an irrational situation.
Yeah, and I would say this to Chuck P in Big Lake. The number one thing that that he has to understand with regards to the situation is that when you look at just everything, I'm not expecting solutions to all of the world's problems in 4 days. That's not even being realistic.
I want a plan.
What I want, well, you never got the healthcare plan. What Chuck needs to understand is if you don't want to look at Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos being right there front and center, and that not being a tell, then that's a you problem. That's you ignoring what belies what's going to happen a lot in here in America.
We are not a priority to Donald Trump. The people of America are not a priority to Donald Trump as president. He has made that clear before, and he is making that clear again. Just because he says it, look at the actions. Look at everything that happens. And you can see who is going to benefit from these. And good people are going to be hurt in bad ways. And people that didn't deserve it and that got hoodwinked are going to be ones that are going to hurt the most because it's going to be blindsiding them.
All right, coming up next, an expectation that I think that we all should have at fast food establishments, we actually don't. And I want to address this next year on The Lake Show.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.